You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Cape Cod Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness Valdosta, Destiny Fitness, Vita Fuse, and Southern Bodies Family Fitness Tipton. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Cape Cod Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we're just glad to be here on this kind of soggy Thursday evening.
Right. It was about a 45-minute drive for us, and it rained on us hard the whole way.
The whole way from Tifton. I'll be glad, Jim, to see the sunshine and the warmth, and I'll be glad when it's here to stay.
Yeah, there was one day this week we got a little glimpse of sunshine. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to about, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row of sunshine, so it'll kind of dry things out around here.
It's a little soggy around here these days. I'm a little jealous. Our son lives in Florida, and he says, "Mama, it's 75 degrees and sunny down here in Florida." And it's the other day it was 80. So we were deciding whether we wanted to go to the beach or not. So Jim, I can't wait till the day you and I can be living in Florida.
Well, in the meantime, we will visit frequently.
We will visit frequently. That's right. As a matter of fact, we're going this weekend to Melbourne. So watch him play in softball tournament. But, you know, I love Florida. I lived in Florida once upon a time, and it's always been my dream to go back there. So you said you wanted, when we got married, you were going to make my dreams come true. So,
well, I'm looking forward to retiring there.
Absolutely. Retiring there.
The retirement and capital of the world.
The retirement but we can still do radio.
You can do radio from anywhere.
There you go. So we're not going to retire from radio. Certainly not from Fit Talk, hopefully. But we had a great show last week.
I agree with that.
We had some great guests for our Valentine's show, and had a lot of listeners, had a lot of really good comments about the show. And I really enjoyed that. That's one of our most talked about shows the whole year.
Right, and it was fun. You know, we had some fun couples, and every couple has some connection to fitness.
Absolutely. So it's all about staying fit, and it was about, you know, in your relationship, how does that equate to a better relationship by staying fit and working out together or whatever. We had some funny stories last week.
That's right.
It was funny. It was funny stories. But we got a great show tonight. We're going to be talking, our main topic is food addictions. And there's probably not a person alive that can't say they haven't been addicted to some type of food in their life. Mine would be sugar. Yours would be potato chips.
Mine is more the salty snacks like potato chips.
Yeah, definitely. That old saying with Lay's potato chips, no one can eat just one. Jim cannot eat just one.
I'm lucky if I stop at one bag.
At one bag. That's right.
Not the little individual snack bag.
No, the whole. Don't give Jim a bag of chips if you don't want it, because you won't have any left. Like, Mike, what are you addicted to?
Oh, definitely a sweet tooth.
Me too. It is mine too. I mean, it's that sugar addiction. So we'll be talking later on the show about addictions. But before that, we've got a couple of great callers, both IFBB pros.
International Federation of Bodybuilding.
That's right.
IFBB pros.
IFBB pros. And Ronald Huss from Columbus is going to be calling in shortly. And then Abdul Gibb. Great friend. Both have shows coming up in April, and we're going to be talking to them. And they've got a free posing seminar coming up March the 20th. So we'll let Roland tell us all about that shortly here.
Okay, so looking forward to those two callers. And before we get too far into this, I just want to take a second, pay a little tribute to a pioneer in talk radio who passed yesterday, I believe. Rush Limbaugh, and so our prayers go out to his family.
Absolutely. Certainly a legend in talk radio, and he'll be missed, Jim.
Right, and like I say, he was a pioneer, and he kind of paved the way for many others who came after him.
Absolutely. I saw several posts on Facebook, and they said the airwaves were silent. You know, when one person said the airwaves are silent today because of him. So, I know we're going to go commercial break, and we'll be right back. And so I think we got a call on the line. This is 105.9 WVGA, Fit Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. Just stop by at Destiny Fitness today or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
Sean Eikenberry and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weights you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with 10 Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of 10 Roof CrossFit, you're also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Demons Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you. Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WDGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells.
And I'm Jim.
And glad to be here. I believe we have a caller on the line. Nope, we lost our caller.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll call back.
Maybe they'll call back, yes.
And our topic tonight is food addiction.
Food addiction.
So we'll talk about what is a food addiction, what does that mean, what are some of the top or most addictive foods, and how do you know if you're addicted to these foods, and if you are,
what
can we do about it, right?
All right. Let's see who we have caller on the line. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Roland Huff, promoter of the NCC Tri-City Classic.
Well, hello.
Roland Huff.
Hello, Mr. Huff. How are you doing tonight? Thank you for being a guest on Fit Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you guys for having me and giving me the chance to just come on here and say something to the audience.
Well, listen, tell us where your show is going to be coming up April the 3rd.
Yes, it's April the 3rd. It's going to be here in Columbus, Georgia at the Convention and Trade Center.
Wow. This is, listen, Georgia is just so happy to have you back, Roland. You have, or no stranger to the NPC or IFBB Pro. Roland, you are an IFBB Pro in the NPC, yeah. International Federation of Bodybuilding, as Jim likes to tell our listeners who maybe not know, but you know, you've been around the block a time or two, haven't you, Roland?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I'm also an NCC judge as well, so I'm kind of well-rounded. I'm retired military, 20 years of service, IFBB Pro and NCC judge and gym owner, personal trainer, you name it, I do it all.
And thank you for your military service.
Absolutely. Well, you are wearing every hat that can be worn in the NPC and ISBB arena, are you not? Promoter, trainer, gym owner, NPC judge. Now I understand that before the 3rd, you've got something coming up on March the 20th. Tell us a little bit about that, because we've got a lot of competitors that may be interested in that.
Yes, what I try to do with what I have going on is I try to give back to the competitors what I wanted to when I was coming through the thing. So on the 20th, we're going to have a workshop, but the workshop is going to be a complete markup of an actual show. So we will have the, they're combining it to be with Alabama as well as Georgia, because we all are going to be at Alabama. So what we're doing is it's going to be a complete markup. So the state checks are done there. We got some ISBB judges. So we got national level judges, NPC judges, and we got some pros that's going to show up to help out. And we got Steve Payne, the head expediter for Georgia, as well as the majority of the shows there in Alabama. And we all just going to come together and do something good for the competitor. And most of all, it's free. So you get a chance to come and let them take a look. And because too often we have people that shows up and clearly have an outstanding looking body, but really don't present it that well on stage. And as a judge, we have to judge what you present, not what we think that you can show. So our goal is to inform people as to what we see from a judge's standpoint, not as a trainer's standpoint. We all will have our judge's hat on at that particular time because, again, you need to know what do we see and what do you need to improve on. But it's on the 20th of March. It's going to be at the Convention and Training Center where I'm having the NPC Tri-City Classic. It's going to be a complete markup of the show. Some valuable, valuable, valuable information is going to be put out.
So you're going to give, tell me if this is right then, the competitors for the Tri-Cities Classic, these people that come to the posing workshop, they will get a chance to get on the same stage? Is that correct?
The actual stage that they're going to be competing.
So that's great. That's especially great if you're going to compete in the Tri-Cities Classic. But, you know, it's great that they have this opportunity to attend a posing workshop, and it's amazing it's being offered for free. And this is a great opportunity because when you get up there, you want to have a strong stage presence. You want to be confident. And if you've been coached in posing by Roland Huff and Steve Payne and others, I mean, how can you not have confidence when you get on that stage?
Exactly, exactly. Because it really works some of the bugs out because they're going to be nervous anyway. But if you have a chance to come and actually walk on the ground that you're going to be competing on, it kind of has a tendency to simmer people down and they perform better. Because, again, Steve will be controlling the stage himself. And Steve really knows how to calm you down and get you to do what needs to be done and present the best you that you can be. And, again, we're going to have a state chairman from both states. That's going to be in there. Vince Crawford is going to be there. Morris Pruitt is going to be there. Vince being the chairman from Georgia. Morris being the chairman from Alabama. We just decided to just come together because there's a saying, you know, that says how well and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. And that's what we're trying to do because the NPC is one big happy family. There's no big eyes and little you. We all are the same, and we just want to put the best product out there that we can.
You know, Roland, I saw that on your flyer, and it really resonated with me how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. And that really did resonate with me a lot. And I thought how true that is. And I know that, you know, Jim and I are Christians, and, you know, I'm sure the Lord all wanted us to dwell in unity together. And it's so good to have Alabama along with Georgia this year. I posted today on about my MPC family. I had a picture that showed up from a couple of years ago, and it was me and Vince and Jacqueline Bailey and Chip White. And, you know, I thought, wow, you know, and just remembering back to the workshop that we had up there at House of Pain, Jim, five different states were there. You know, never had that happened before. And we had all these states here that were coming together as an NPC group.
We had judges, we had promoters, we had competitors from, you know, all over the
Southeast. Right, all over. And that was so wonderful, Roland. That was, and it did strike me as us being unified in that sense of unity in the NPC. And I'm just so glad that Alabama and Georgia is coming together to do this workshop on the 20th of March. I have been posting about it. We'll be talking to, you know, competitors that I know and be sending out, because they need to go, they need to come. They need to come to this workshop.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, all these, I mean, back when I was doing bodybuilding, now, we're going to go back a ways, okay? In the 80s, first of all, there was no bikini. There was no figure. There was just women's bodybuilding, period. There was nothing else.
It was,
I mean, you know, well, look back in 1980. You know, Daytona Beach, Florida, there was no, you know, there was just...
No figure, no bikini.
No figure, no bikini. I mean, that's when I stepped on the stage.
All bodybuilding.
All women. There was no such thing as all, you know, and there was no such thing as a posing seminar, or there was no such thing as water babies, go get you a cheap bathing suit, you know, or whatever. It was just find what you could find. You know, bodybuilding has come so far. I remember Lee Haney talks to us, and he's been on our show several times, and he's a great friend. He wore underwear for his posing trunk.
His first contest.
His first contest. You know, I mean, we didn't have the resources. Bodybuilders and competitors didn't have the resources that are available today.
Correct, exactly. And I think that we didn't, back then, we talked to people. It was a little more fluid back then. But once you got a thing, it was all for what you know.
Right.
And we somehow got away from that. And we want to break. This is a sanction. And the people that's running it are really good people. I tell you, some of my best friends are people that I've competed
with. Right.
And, you know, I actually was the first person in Alabama to make it to pro status back in 2000. And, you know, I still got people that competed there back then and before that I still talk to. So my point is that
Ronald, let me stop you for a second. Are you moving? Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I...
Are you traveling or moving? Because you are breaking up really bad.
Okay, let me walk out. I was inside my office. What about now?
Sounds a little better.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
It might work if I had to take you off speaker, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Take us off speaker. That's listeners can. Oh, that's so much better, Ronald. Yeah. All right. Now,
okay,
back up
good,
and say what you just said again.
Well, back in the day when we was competing, you make great friends, especially on the NPC side, and they're friends for life. I got phone numbers that I still stay in contact with. So, again, it just shows what the familyness of NPC is all about. So us coming together to put on this workshop is just another example of how it is. We trying to destroy any of the myths that are out there about bodybuilding. Because if you think about it, in the fitness industry, everybody is a bodybuilder.
Right.
Because they're trying to build that body to a certain degree.
Right.
Some of them not to the degree that a competitor does, but they're trying to get in shape and get healthy. So you're actually building the body. And so, but somewhere along the way, you know, there's a myth that's been out there about this and about that. So we're destroying all of that. And we thank Jim Maine and Tyler Maine for putting us in the right direction, especially with this pandemic going on last year. So now everybody's just ready to somewhat get back to normal, whatever that may be.
Absolutely. Well, Ronald, like I said, you have been no stranger to the NPC. You know, just you've worn many, many hats. You've got this great new show coming up here. Our first one here in Georgia this year, April the 3rd,
yes,
in Columbus, Georgia. Jim and I are going to be there. The Tri-City
great,
Classic
great.
There. And you'll have bodybuilding, men's physique, women's physique, bikini figure, and wellness, the new wellness division there.
Yes, and also we have stuff for teenagers. We have a master's division. We have the hero division, where, you know, we just want to recognize if you're military, police, fire, and even just in the medical field after what all we've gone through. We got some nice awards. We got the Superman medallion for the, male and the Wonder Woman medallion for the female, just to say thank you to those folks for being up front and taking care of folks.
That sounds so cool. Jim, I want a Wonder Woman medallion.
Okay. you get up there and compete in Ronald's show.
Just give me one because I'm a Fit Talk Radio person, okay?
I don't
want to get on that stage, Ronald.
We'll just make you an honorary winner of Wonder and give you your medallion.
Yeah, just do that, Roland, because I don't think this grandma's going to get on that stage. But I tell you, I go to that gym every day, and I'm having to learn to do that cardio at my age. I'm staying and trying to work out, but I tell you, the older it gets, the harder it gets. But I'm just kidding. Those people are going to deserve those Superman and Wonder Woman awards.
Listen, Roland, now, we're glad you called in, and we did want to let everybody know about the Tri-City Classic as well as the posing workshop. But let me ask you this, because our topic tonight on Fit Talk Radio, we're going to be talking about food addiction. Now, I doubt you're addicted to any foods, but if you were tempted by any food, what would it be? What's your weakness? Is it chocolate? Is it pizza? Is it French fries? What's your weakness?
It is pizza.
That's actually the number one most addictive food.
Yes. Well, you know, those foods have a point in your life. You got to know when to treat yourself as well. Because that actually, if you're doing things right and you treat yourself, that actually helps speed the metabolism up, whether people know it or not, if you just put a little bit in. But my thing with pizza is that me and my grandson, every Friday, that is what we do. We have that pizza, but we earn it throughout the week.
There you go.
All right, that's right.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we've all got addictions. Jim is chips. Me, I like sugar, you can become addicted to foods, and that's what our topic is tonight. So I'm glad to know, Roland, you have a weakness, and it's pizza.
You don't look like you
have any weaknesses.
Yes, ma'am.
But you look great. Well, listen, listeners, if they want to know more about the Tri-City Classic or the posing workshop coming up March the 20th, how can they find out more about this, Roland?
Well, all they got to do is contact me, first of all, Roland Huff, at 706-405-9539 if they want information about the workshop that's coming on. But if they want information about the show that's coming up, then they need to go to www.tricityclassic.com and they have all that information there. But still, if they got any questions about anything, they feel free to call me. This is my direct line. And I'll answer any question that they could possibly have.
Well, Roland, it was certainly great talking with you tonight, and we hope that you'll come back and be a guest again. And thank you so much for giving us this information. And I'm glad to know that you're human and that you do eat pizza on Friday night with your grandson.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate you guys letting me take a little bit of your time. But, again, I can't stress enough that it's one big happy family, and that's what we do. We're just trying to dwell together in unity, and we're going to make this thing happen.
Thank you, Roland, for calling in.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. That was Roland Huff from Columbus, Georgia. Just a great guy, IFBB Pro. He wears all the hats, Jim.
Right. And Roland's one of those guys that he realizes, he gets it, you know, as bodybuilders and physique competitors, we're competitive, we want to win, but at the same time, this year, especially this year, more than any other, I'm just sensing this sense of camaraderie, and even though we're competing against each other,
right.
I'm going to encourage you, and you're going to encourage me, and it's more about it's about more than just chasing trophies. You know, we're all, as a group, we're all going to get in great shape.
Right, and that's he's just a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't really think that's happening in our sport, in the sport of bodybuilding,
yes.
That people are coming together. Have we got another caller?
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Yep, this is me. This is Abdul.
Abdul Gibb, thank you for calling in.
Hey, Abdul. Glad to have you tonight. Thank you. We just had Roland. Of course, he's got the first show coming up in Georgia on April the 3rd, but you have got a great new show coming here in to Georgia on April the 23rd. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's called the NPC Atlanta All States Invitational, and it is an invitation to all states, to any and everyone from everywhere. So there's no reason for anyone not to want to come when it's an open invitation for you to be here.
Well, listen, I'm so excited for you. You've got your new IFBB Pro status. Congratulations for that. To our listeners, I've known Abdul for many, many years, kind of watched him come up through the ranks. Now he has Jag Fitness, and now this is his first time being a promoter. Congratulations for that. And you have got a great venue there. You've got the Westin. It's where your event will be, right downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, that is it's the perfect place. I was thinking that where would I want to be if I were in a...
Hey, well, let me stop you 1 second. Are you moving? Don't move because you're breaking up.
Make sure you're not on speaker.
And make sure you're not on speakerphone because you're breaking up really bad.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, much better.
Much better. Thank you, Abdul.
Yeah,
go ahead. Tell us about the venue, the Westin. That's
okay. So I was saying that as a competitor, I wanted to think what would I want to do and where would I want to go if I were going to have a show. And I thought about it. One of the top hotels in Atlanta is the actual Westin. It has the restaurant that revolves around at the top, and there's a lot of conventions that's actually held at this particular hotel. So I said, you know what, let's take a big step and go that particular route. Because if you remember, maybe about 15 years ago, Nationals used to be held in Atlanta. And it used to be held at one of the corresponding hotels, I think directly across the street from the Westin. And so it was a real big deal back then. And I wanted to bring back that type of atmosphere, that type of frenzy, and that type of fun. So... being at the Westin, you have a super nice hotel with all the amenities and all the stops and all the nice food, a five-star restaurant there. But at the same time, you know, as a competitor, you can go to your room, come downstairs, jump on stage, go back to your room and rest and do all those things. And then after the show is over, what's the first thing all competitors like to do? We like to eat. So, you know, what a better idea than just go upstairs and go eat at the restaurant there. So that's how I was thinking when I said, you know what, let's be Westin for the venue.
And if any of our listeners haven't been to the Westin, it offers the best view of Atlanta that you'll ever experience.
It is absolutely beautiful. Jim and I were there not too long ago and went upstairs and just had cocktail.
And it was just very relaxing.
Very relaxing and just beautiful. And you can see Atlanta and all the lights. And it is a great, great venue. So Jim and I are looking forward to being there with you then. Well, Abdul, tell us just a little bit, too, about how they can, if they're interested. Now, I know there's a couple of people down here in South Georgia that are planning to do your show in April. Tell them where they can go to find the information about it.
All right, awesome. So if you are a competitor or if you are a someone who wants a sponsor or if you are someone that wants to buy tickets, all you have to do is go to www.npcgeorgiapremierbodybuilding.com. And that is, I'll say it again, that is www.NTC, the word Georgia, and then the word Premier, bodybuilding.com. Once you go there, all the instructions are to the top. So it says to apply here, or, you know, competitors go here. They click on that tab, and that takes them to the process of registration. Now, if you are a sponsor, it says sponsor here. You click on that, and it takes you to the process of being a sponsor. Now, if you want to buy tickets, it says buy tickets here, and you go right there, and it does exactly that. Now, if you are looking for your tanning information, it is also right there. So all you have to do is just click on where it says tanning, or click on where it says hair and makeup, and it takes you directly to those links that will allow you to do just that. So everything is right there. The hotel, if you're looking for your hotel rooms, they've already been assigned. You have a discount there. Normally this hotel, the rooms are like maybe $140 a night. You know, we were able to get it down to, I believe, like it's $100, maybe $110, I believe. So we've gotten everything laid out for the competitor. Registration will take place at the hotel, as well as the event is at the hotel, as you well know. So the tanning is going to take place at the hotel as well. So everything is right there for you. Now, if you need, if you have questions or anything, please go to the website, and you can email me from there, or if you need to, you can find me on Instagram at ABDULCIB Abdul Gibb, and you can DM me any type of messages or information that you have.
Well, Abdul, it just sounds so exciting. Jim and I are looking forward to being there and being part of this. Of course, Georgia, we're excited about the Georgia NPC and what all is happening
right
this year. So many great shows. We are trying to bring bodybuilding back to the golden days of bodybuilding, where the night show people get dressed up, making an event, bring the
right
family. I think Georgia's doing a great job doing that this year. A special shout out goes out to Vince Crawford, our Georgia chairman, and to Chip White, our vice chair, who are doing a great job bringing this all together. So we're very, very excited. So this is April the 23rd. Tell them the name of your show again.
All right. The show is called the NPC Atlanta All States Invitational.
All right. And we will, if you need any more information about that, of course, you can contact me at Fit Talk Radio or Maria Wells. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram. They can pretty much find me anywhere, Jim.
Right. And Abdul, listen, now before we let you go, our topic for the show tonight is food addiction. Now, I saw you recently at an event, and I can tell that you are very disciplined with your diet. You look like you could get on the stage probably today if you wanted to. But if you were tempted by a food, what's your weakness? What food is your weakness?
Oh, my God. I would have to say it is the most simple thing that you could possibly think of. Honey wheat light bread. Just a loaf of light bread. Just honey wheat and a slice of cheese.
Bread and cheese.
I could eat a whole loaf of bread within 10 minutes if it's next to me.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
That is my weakness. And orange juice and a glass of orange juice. You give me that, and I'm probably the happiest person in the world.
Well,
it's happened several times after my prep. After a show, I would just buy a loaf of light bread and eat slice by slice.
Well, Abdul, I'll bring you a goodie bag with cheese and a whole loaf of honey bread when we come in April, and a gallon of orange juice. How about that?
All right, sounds good. Sounds good.
Well, Roland liked
pizza.
Pizza. Pizza was his addictive food, and that's what our topic is tonight. Is food addictions and how people why they have them and how they can get rid of them and so forth and so on. So, well, Abdul, thank you for calling us tonight, and we hope you'll call us back anytime, and we'll be reminding our listeners
Absolutely.
About your show and Roland's show coming up in April, the first two shows here in Georgia this year. So thank you so much, and congratulations again on being a new promoter and a new ICB pro.
And good luck with that show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all for having me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Abdul. That was Abdul Gibb right here on Fit Talk Radio. Just exciting. I'm so glad for him and happy that he has come up through the ranks. And he's a big guy, too.
Yes, he is.
He works very, very hard.
He looks like a real-life action figure.
He does. He does look like a real-life action figure. That's a good description of him. But anyway, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back to talk about the most addictive foods and why we get addicted to them right here on Fit Talk Radio, 105.9 WVGA.
Hello everyone, Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by Destiny Fitness today, or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
This is Sean Eichenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area, with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weight you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with Tin Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of Tin Roof CrossFit, you are also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Venus Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you. Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, our topic is kind of a big deal tonight. Addictive foods.
Addictive foods, right? And, one of the things I came across in my research, there's a little bit of disagreement, let's say, in the medical community and amongst nutritionists as to whether this is actually a real addiction.
Right, right. They're kind of divided as to whether or not it is a real addiction. Is it an addiction?
But amongst those who say, yes, it is, I mean, they make a compelling case, and they seem to be very knowledgeable about laying it out as to, here's what it is.
Right.
Here are the most addictive foods. Here's what you can expect. Here are the studies behind it, and so on. So
right.
We'll delve into all that a little bit.
We will. What do you think? Now, pizza is the number one most addictive food.
Right. Right, and I can believe that because I know you always say chips for me, and that's true, but, oh, I love pizza, too. I mean,
right.
As I go through this list, probably about 75, 80% of these, I'm like, yep, yep, Yep. If I wasn't making an effort not to, oh yeah, I could binge on several of these things.
Chocolate was the second, chips third, cookies fourth, ice cream, french fries, cheeseburgers. What number eight was kind of fun to me, soda, but not diet soda.
Okay, yeah. So they're going to give you a pass if you're doing like the
Coke Zero.
Zeros.
Right.
Yeah, and the diet drinks and all that, yeah.
And then cake and then cheese. I was surprised about cheese being on there as an addictive food because I thought cheese was good for you.
Well, it's got protein, but probably high in fat.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Another one was my favorite, bacon.
Oh, yeah. Bacon makes everything better.
You know, on a hamburger, on a, you know, BLT, fried chicken.
Yeah, matter of fact, if you take all these other foods on the list and wrap it in bacon, it's even better.
Right.
Yeah, wrap your ice cream in bacon.
Right, right. Sprinkle bacon on your ice cream. plain rolls. Now, you know, I love those Hawaiian rolls. Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. Or those yeast rolls at Golden Corral.
Yes.
I could put my whole face in. Buttered popcorn. That was crazy one to me, too. That you're addicted to, can be addictive.
Well,
breakfast cereal.
The butter, of course, not particularly good for you. And
then gummy candy. They said that was the 18 most addictive foods out there.
Now, that's one that certainly would not appeal to me. I have no problem avoiding
gummy candy.
Is that like the gummy bears? And
yeah,
candy?
Yeah.
That does not
appeal
to me at all. But most of these others, a lot of these others do.
But guess what's not addictive?
What's that?
What foods? Cucumbers.
Oh, yeah, celery.
Carrot.
Kale.
Brown rice, broccoli, bananas, salmon, corn, strawberries. Those are not, but those don't taste near as good as other ones.
Yeah, I wonder why those are not addictive. Well, the foods that are mostly processed foods, higher in fat and or refined carbs and sugar, those are the ones that tend to be more addictive.
Addictive like eating behavior involves a lot more than just lack of willpower. Sometimes you think, well, just use your willpower. There's biochemical reasons why some people lose control over their eating.
One of the things I wondered, as we talked about this earlier, said, let's do this as a topic and in your research. One of the things that came across my mind, what's the difference between a legitimate food addiction and just it's kind of normal human behavior for any of us, all of us, to occasionally binge. Just occasionally. Just if I just occasionally binge on something, am I a food addict?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I came across a definition of food addiction. It's compulsive urge to eat food that does not relate to hunger. It's more of a response to an emotion, stress, sadness, or anger.
Well, that's because, the brain has a reward center, and it secretes dopamine and other feel-good chemicals when you eat.
Yeah.
And when you eat those things that taste good, like chocolate and candy and pizza, it releases that dopamine and makes you feel better.
Well, I will say I don't believe that I eat out of sadness or anger or stress.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, throw things, but I don't eat.
He throws things.
I'm a thrower, not an eater.
Look at him. Jim is definitely a thrower, not an eater.
Honestly, even though, you use the potato chips as an example, but,
you just like potato chips.
If I open that potato chip bag, it's because I'm hungry. Or same with the pizza, or I love french fries. I do these things. I'm hungry. That's what gets me started. But what worries me, is, sometimes I eat more than I know I should, if I eat one more bite, I'm going to bust, I'm going to be sick. And you shouldn't eat to that point.
No. But there's a real chemical thing that happens when we eat these things. And I learned that in doing research. And it releases dopamine and opioids. Did you know that? In your system.
I had heard of, the dopamine, and as far as the foods releasing opioids, I wasn't aware of that.
Food addiction, a lot of people need help with this, I mean, they really do. People that overeat, they'll need help to overcome it, and there's places and people they can go to that they can get some help. you know, if they have food addictions.
Well, and if you're wondering, and like I was, you know, what's the difference between, well, I'm hungry and I binge and I eat some more of something than I should. What's the difference between that and actual food addiction? Yale University came out with the Yale Food Addiction Scale. And, of course, you can find that online. Just Google Yale Food Addiction Scale. And there's, I'm not sure how many. I looked at it earlier, maybe about 25 questions. So you answer these questions, and then you go to the next page. It gives you how to calculate your score, I guess, and, you know, to tell whether you are actually addicted to food or not. And, you know, some of just a sample of some of the questions won't do all 25 or 30, however many it is, but do you end up eating more than planned when you start eating certain foods? Do you keep eating certain foods even if you're no longer hungry? Do you eat to the point of feeling ill? Do you worry about not eating certain types of foods or worry about cutting down on certain types of foods? When certain foods are not available, do you go out of your way to obtain them? You know, to extremes. I mean, you know,
I won't
drive 15 miles to get something that all of a sudden you just decided you wanted.
No, but I'll drive to Dollar General to get me some chocolate if I need.
Well, lucky for you, that's only 2 miles from
that's what I'm trying to say. You know, if I want some chocolate and there's not a piece of chocolate in my house.
In South Georgia, you don't have to go very far to find a Dollar General.
No, I go to Dollar General down there, just over the interstate. And, I mean, I have done that, Jim. I have got in my car because I'm a sugar person.
Right.
Not necessarily right. Chocolate, but sugar. But I do like chocolate, and chocolate is usually sweet.
Right.
So,
yeah. Other questions to ask yourself, you know, according to this Yale University, do you avoid professional or social situations where certain foods are available because of fear of overeating, or do you eat certain foods so often or in such large amounts that you start eating food instead of working? Or instead of spending time with the family, or instead of doing recreational activities? Do you have problems functioning effectively at your job or at school because of food and eating? Yeah, that's a little extreme. If you're eating habits are actually interfering with your performance at your job or interfering with your family events, you know, yeah, you might have an issue.
Yeah, it would interfere with my family events. As my pants begin to get tighter and tighter. My husband would not want me to do that.
These are just a sample of the questions according to the Yale Food Addiction Scale.
Well, that would be somewhere people might need to go to go and take that test to see how they, you know, I think I'll take it. I'm sure that I'm addicted to sugar. Mike, you said you like sugar too. You had a sweet tooth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially when you said the whole thing about driving to the Dollar General. Definitely relate.
drop everything you're doing and go get that food. Yeah, get that chocolate.
Well, you know, I used to be addicted, and this is no lie. And y'all heard me say, I used to be addicted, and I'm looking at this Coca-Cola vanilla sitting here on the desk. It's not mine. But I was addicted to Coca-Cola. I mean Coca-Cola. And I would drink 6 or 8 Cokes a day, especially when I was younger. And
wow.
Just recently, I have gotten off of Coke, and I haven't had a Coca-Cola, not even a Diet Coke. I've had a sip or two of Jim's Diet Coke Zero, but since about September or October. And, Jim, you know how much Coke I used to drink.
Yes, I remember.
I mean, you know, that was just, I get up in the morning, I drink Coke like most people drink coffee. I get up in the morning, I drink a Coke, you know, instead of coffee. But so I know if I can get off of Coca-Cola, which is with 250 grams of sugar, 250 calories, I don't know how many grams of sugar. Hand me that one. You know, that's a lot. And if you're drinking 6 or 8 of those a day, let's see, the total sugar is 70 grams of sugar in this Coca-Cola. In this, how many ounces is here? I don't know. 20 ounces of Coke, 70 grams of sugar. And 70 carbs, 60 grams of sodium. Now, there's no fat in this one, but the sugar. I mean, so if I was drinking, you know, 6 of these, do the math, Jim. 70 times 6?
420.
Grams of sugar just in what I was drinking. Forget what I was eating. You know, that's crazy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But so I was definitely, can say I was addicted to Coca-Cola, but I'm off of that. And
well, I tell you, as we get older, too, you know, you better be aware and you better make an effort because your metabolism is not what it was when you were 19 or 20 or 25, right, by the time you're 55 or 65. But, you know, I remember my poor dad, you know, I don't know how he afforded to feed us all. There were four of us kids, and, you know, one of our favorite meals was pizza, and there's a particular pizza shop up there, and, you know, they sell it in these rectangular-shaped trays. And so when you start figuring out how many trays do we need to order, it just go down the line, and, you know, it's like, okay, you know, Jim, how many pieces of pizza do you want? And ask my brother, ask my sister, you know, and now, you know, maybe a normal answer, I might say, well, I want three or I want four. But, you know, back then, it was not unusual for me to say, well, I want 10, and my brother might want 10, and my dad would eat 10. And, you know, everybody would eat 8, 9, 10 pieces of pizza. You know, I mean, you know, you're a teenager, your metabolism is very active, and you could do that. I mean, I couldn't do that now on a regular basis, or I would, you know, I would not be able to fit through the door.
Exactly. You know, it says, and this is an article from HHS, it's public access, that you can read about this, but it's talking about sugar. The experimental question is whether or not sugar can be a substance of abuse. I think it can be. You know, food addiction seems plausible because of the brain pathways that are involved. You know, sugar is noteworthy as a substance that releases opioids and dopamine and thus might be expected to have addictive potential. Sugar, Mike, think about that. It's releasing that in our brain to make us feel that's why we like it so much.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
You know? I mean, can you believe that it releases opioids and dopamine and another hormone called leptin, too, that it also releases, and thus might be expected to have addictive potential. That's just sugar. And you know, sugar's in donuts, chocolate. You pick up anything that's processed, mm-hmm. even bread.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Abdul was talking about bread.
Well,
that
he also mentioned orange juice.
Yes.
And there's natural sugar in
but your bag. Body only knows sugar. It doesn't know if it's
whether it's natural or not.
Right. It has no.
So a lot of these things, you know, be careful. A lot of these things, you know, oh, orange juice, that's got to be healthy for you. Well, you know, it's got some healthy things, but there's also that sugar in it.
That's right. And so you've got to be careful. But, you know, when you start reading about it, you know, my brother is a health nut,
right,
William.
Right.
And he does not eat sugar hardly ever.
No, and he hardly ever goes to the doctor, he hardly ever gets sick.
Right. And William is in his 50s.
Enjoys late running. 50s,
enjoys running. But he is really a stickler for sugar. I mean, that is one thing he just does not eat. You know, they were trying to decide, you know, earlier talking about, is food addiction real? I think it's real, Jim. I think people have real addictions to food.
And, you know, some people, if eating food causes problems such as depression, anxiety, self-loathing, guilt, you know, those are signs, you know, you might have a food addiction.
Yeah, that's typically the high-fat, high-sugar, and high-calorie foods are the most addictive foods. And of course, most of those are the processed foods, not your whole foods.
Right, and, you know, when you think about addictions, and, of course, we usually think drugs, alcohol, but, you know, when you start talking about food addiction, the bad thing about food addiction, it's not like alcohol where you can just say, okay, I'm over it. I'm
right.
going to abstain for the rest of my life. You got
to
eat.
Right. You have to be around food or you can't live. That's right. So you can't abstain from food.
Or, you know, the best way to keep from getting addicted to drugs is don't ever try them the first time.
Right.
You can't do that with food, you know.
Right, because you got to eat to live. Yep. You got to eat to live. So what do you do about that? How does food addiction happen?
How does food addiction happen?
It works just like drugs. Drugs hijack the pathway to your brain.
It releases the dopamine, you know, the feel-good chemical in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you associate that with food, then you want more.
Right.
But, you know, I've always heard, you know, about certain hard drugs. I've heard people say, oh, the best high you ever get was the first time you try that drug. And then they spend the rest of their life chasing that same high, and they can't get it. And in order to even try to get it, they have to increase the dosage.
Yeah, right.
That's where it gets to be a problem.
And that's what happens with food. That's why you keep binging and binging, because there's only so much dopamine that's going to be released in your brain. But you keep eating, trying to get that feel-good thing. It's the same thing.
And we found out that there are organizations, just like there's AA and there's NA, Narcotics Anonymous.
Right.
There are also organizations to help people who have food addictions.
Right. OA, Overeaters Anonymous.
FA.
Mm-hmm. FA.
Food addiction anonymous or food addicts anonymous.
Food addicts anonymous. That's right. They've got 12-step programs that are free, just like that they had 12-step programs for drug addiction. And then there's a Grace Eaters Anonymous that actually will do you a meal plan type thing.
Right. Yeah.
You can also get help through cognitive behavior therapy. That would be a psychologist. Psychiatrist.
Food Addicts Anonymous uses the principles of the 12-step program.
Right.
With strict diets that advise people to abstain from the problem foods like sugar, refined flour, wheat, those types of things.
You can also go to commercial therapists and programs like Turning Point, Acorn, Milestones, and Recovery. You can pay somebody to help you with recovery if you need to.
Also, you know, right here, you know, on a personal level, you know, we can just encourage each other and just help each other. If you're living in a house with other family members, you know, and they struggle or you struggle, you know, just make a pact that, hey, we're going to help each other. We're going to hold each other accountable. Now, you got to be pretty close to someone. You can't be in a restaurant and tell some stranger, you know, hey, you sure you need that cheeseburger? You're not exactly slim already, but, you know, you got to be careful with that. But people you're close to, you know, your close friends, your family, let's look out for each other.
Yeah, like I look at you and say, are you really going to eat all those chips, Jim?
And I usually say, yep.
I usually have to take the bag away from him. He'll say, take this bag away.
But what do I really say? I say, who bought this? Who brought this devil's food into our house? You know how I am.
Wait,
I don't buy it. You know, that's the way I avoid it. I don't buy it.
Because he doesn't buy the groceries, people.
I do buy some groceries sometimes, but I don't buy that because I know what happens if it's in that house and I see it, boom, it's gone.
That is true. And we do try to avoid stuff, but you know, with my mother living with me and my sister and the twins, I mean, they don't want to just eat carrot sticks.
Exactly.
Buy some of that stuff.
Of course, you know, so, you know, occasionally you won't have potato chips in the house. That's kind of normal if you got, you know, kids.
And my mother, all my life, we've had a candy dish.
Mm-hmm.
And
the same one.
The same one.
The same candy dish for decades.
And it's now sitting on my coffee table. And what do you buy for Mother every week?
Oh, I buy her some little Snickers or Milky Ways.
That's what, I mean, so that candy dish has to be full of chocolate. Mother likes that chocolate. So I know that's there. So I had me three little Hershey's Kisses on the way here. Because I could tell y'all I'm addicted to chocolate and sugar, you know. So, but there is help if you're addicted to something, whether it's drugs or alcohol or... Well, thank you, Jim. There's people out there that can help you.
Yeah, and, you know, everything's out there on the web. You know, you can Google and find, you know, how to contact all these organizations that we've mentioned and others.
Absolutely. Well, it was a great show tonight. Abdul Gibb calling in to talk about his show coming up April the 23rd at the Westin in Atlanta, Georgia.
NPC Atlanta, all states invitational.
There you go. And then Roland Huff.
And Tri-Cities Classic, April 3rd in Columbus, Georgia.
That's correct. And then March the 20th is his big free posing seminar.
Posing workshop.
If you want to learn how to do that. And then about food addictions. If you're suffering with a food addiction, please find you some help. Tell them again where that Yale.
Okay, so you can look for Yale Food Addiction Scale.
The Yale Food Addiction Scale. I'm going to go try to do that.
And you'll have to answer about 25 or so questions and go from there.
Go from there. So, well, I thought it was a great show tonight. Thank you, Jim.
And thank you.
We will be not here next Thursday night. We'll be back March the 4th. And we're going to have a transformation show March the 4th. So listen in, tune in to us then at 6 p.m. or look for us on Instagram or Facebook. And you'll be seeing that coming up, Mike. Thank you for a great February.
Not a problem. Glad to be here as always.
Glad to be back here. And, Jim?
And we want to remind everyone to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.